Trevor Noah grills Bernie Sanders for old white men leading the 2020 Democratic field. By BenQ on April 5, 2019. Left-wing Daily Show host Trevor Noah has complained that the frontrunners for the 2020 Democratic nomination for president are all old white men, suggesting that they should step aside to allow a more diverse candidate to succeed. In an interview with Bernie Sanders, who recently announced his candidacy for 2020, Noah referenced the fact that the race's frontrunners, namely Sanders, Beto O'Rourke, and Joe Biden, were all old white men at a time when the Democratic Party is obsessed with diversity. "This is an interesting time where this field is more diverse than ever before. But some people have said, all right, you have a diverse field. But it feels like the frontrunners are still old white men," Noah said. "How do you respond to that criticism? That isn't it time for you guys to step aside?" Other more diverse candidates have put themselves forward for the Democratic nomination, including Kamala Harris, Tulsi Gabbard, and Cory Booker, although current polling suggests they are trailing behind the likes of Sanders and O'Rourke. The Daily Show with Trevor Noah. "Look, I think the American people have to make that decision. Nobody else makes it," Sanders replied. "But I think it is appropriate for people to say, okay, who has been talking about this issue when? Who had the courage to go forward and at what time? So it's important not to look at just personalities. I think, in American politics, in general, we do too much of that. What we need to do is focus on a progressive agenda, and I'm proud of the fact that I have been a leader in fighting for that agenda for a long time," he continued. Earlier this week, Trevor Noah also took aim at Joe Biden over claims he has repeatedly touched women in an inappropriate manner, describing it as super creepy and definitely not okay. "I mean, smelling hair is always weird. I don't care who it is, even if you're in a relationship. If you smell your girlfriend's hair, she won't say anything, but in her head, she'll be like, is he a serial killer?" he said. "Honestly, smelling hair is one of the creepiest things you can do. It's on the list of creepy things. It's right after collecting doll parts and sneezing with your eyes open." Follow BenQ on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@breitbart.com.